My son turned 12 earlier this month, so I read with particular interest the story about the 12-year-old who plucked a piece of gum from his mouth and stuck it on an abstract painting at the Detroit Institute of Arts. The wad of gum left a stain on a painting valued at $1.5 million. Museum conservation experts say they think that the painting will be okay, ultimately. But the thing that really caught my eye was the quote from the head of the boys' school. "He is only 12. And I don't think he understood the ramifications of what he did before it happened," she told the Associated Press. Spoken just like a lawyer. That's because what the head said is likely to be the tween's best legal defense if his time out is ever interrupted by the service of court papers. In tort law, how much you as wrongdoer know can determine whether you have to pay for the harm you cause. And age matters. Kind of. Consider this. Most would agree that a 2-year-old wouldn't know it was wrong to stick gum on a Gauguin. But at what point does legal blame, like that gum, stick? The answer depends on who you ask and where you ask it. The most famous relevant case is from Washington State. In it, a nearly 6-year-old boy pulled a chair out from under a neighbor who was just about to sit down. She broke her hip in the resulting fall and sued. The court wrote famously that as long as the child understood that the neighbor would fall down as a result of his actions, he would be legally responsible for the tort of battery. His young age was relevant in calculating how much he understood, but it didn't provide any kind of general immunity. Same result in a battery case from Texas, involving a 4-year-old who punched a babysitter in the throat and damaged her larynx. And an Illinois case where a 6-year-old boy threw a stone at a 9-year-old girl, blinding her in one eye. The courts refused to set a magic age at which minors would be immune from liability for intentional torts like battery. But when it comes to accidental injury, the law cuts kids a bit more slack. When kids are accused of acting negligently, the reasonableness of their behavior is usually judged by comparing it to other kids their age, not to the sober ploddings of older and wiser grown-ups. And a few states, including Illinois, are even more generous than that. Back in 1886, the Illinois Supreme Court announced that children under the age of 7 are incapable of committing negligence, and it's never looked back. In 2001, a lower appellate court conceded that the sometimes untender conditions of modern childhood make the so-called tender years doctrine look a little out of date. But it held that the rule was too settled to go back on now, finding that a 5-year-old bicyclist could not be held accountable for carelessly careening into an elderly pedestrian. Back to the boy who stuck his gum on the painting. His conduct seems to go beyond mere negligence into the realm of intentional harm, so the legal question for him would likely turn not on his age, but on what he understood about his actions, and that rule may be less forgiving. Less forgiving, just like some of the boy's peers. As I'm writing this, my newly 12-year-old son grabbed the article and said, "What?" He, for one, disagrees with the principal's assessment, and he, for one, would know. I'm Amy Guida.